found many of the statements that President Ahmadinejad made, particularly those directed at Israel, to be appalling.
And frankly, many in the West look at your speech in Geneva, and they wonder whether you really do want a better relationship with the West when you deny that there was a Holocaust, when it's an established historical fact. They believe that you're not showing respect for the West and the beliefs of the West.
When I was talking against the Zionist regime in the racism conference, the first proviso for a successful talks would be to give the other party the freedom to speak. Mr. Obama has the rights to have his own opinion. Obviously, he is ready to express his points of view. But the Geneva conference had been organized to combat racism, to oppose racism. My point of view is that the Zionist regime is the manifestation of racism.
Yet when you speak at that conference, Western diplomats walk out. Even the UN Secretary General condemns your remarks.
That's fine. That's fine. They're free to have their own points of view. Why do they want to deny me my ideas?
Yeah, why do you persist in questioning the Holocaust even when it's established as an historical fact? Even when politicians here in Iran worry that that kind of talk isolates Iran.
And I'm going to talk about that as well. Don't be hasty. I have posed two questions over Holocaust. My first question was, if the Holocaust happened, where did it take place? In Europe. Why should they make amends in Palestine? The Palestinian people had no role to play in the Holocaust. They had no role, for that matter, in the Second World War. Racism happened in Europe. Amends are made in Palestine? My second question about the Holocaust. If this is indeed a historical event, why do they want to turn it into a holy thing? And nobody should be allowed to ask any questions about that. Nobody study it, research it, permitted to research it. Why?
It's the most studied historical event
in history. This is a historical documented event. Why do Western states show so much sensitivity towards a historical event?
Let's talk about what's happening.
They don't want the lid to be taken off.
Let's talk about what's happening right now.
I am asking them to permit studies.
President Obama has appointed Senator George Mitchell to help negotiate a peace between Israel and Palestine. Do you support that effort?
Well, we are asking for the legal rights of the Palestinian people. What we are saying is that the Palestinian people, like other peoples, have the right to determine their own fate. Muslims, Christians, and Jews alike. They should allow them to engage in elections, free elections, and a free referendum to determine for themselves their own fate. We must not repeat the mistakes of the past.
Do you believe President Obama's new effort is repeating the mistakes of the past?
Well, I am yet to have a clear idea about Mr. Obama's Palestinian policy. However, the gentleman's support of the massacre of Gazans and support for the criminals who were responsible for that atrocity was a major mistake on the part of the gentleman. I think that if Mr. Obama wants to help with the Palestinian issue, he has to move in accordance with justice, fair play. And also, again, I'm calling for the right for the Palestinians to determine their own fate.
If the Palestinian people negotiate an agreement with Israel, and the Palestinian people vote and support that agreement, a two-state solution, will Iran support it?
Nobody should interfere. Allow the Palestinian people to decide for themselves, whatever they decide.
That's all I'm asking. So if they choose a two-state
solution, this is the right of all human beings.
Israel, that's fine.
Well, what we are saying is that you and us should not determine the course of things beforehand. Allow the Palestinian people to make their own decisions.
But if they choose a two-state solution, if they choose to recognize Israel's existence, Iran will as well?
Let me approach this from another perspective. If the Palestinian people decide that the Zionist regime needs to leave all Palestinian lands, would the American administration accept their decision?
I'll ask them, but I'm asking you, if they decide to say Israel should exist and they sign an agreement with Israel, would Iran support that?
Can I ask you questions as well?
I'm not part of the American government. I'll put that question to the American government, but I have a question for you as president of Iran.
That's fine.
If the Palestinians sign an agreement with Israel, will Iran support it?
Whatever decision they take is fine with us. We're not going to determine anything.
Okay.
Whatever decision they take, we will support that. We think that this is the right of the Palestinian people. However, we fully expect other states to do so as well. The U.S. administration, European governments, the right to determine their fate by the Palestinians should be respected by all of them.
Let me ask you one final question. You're up for election in June 12th. If you are successful in this re-election, what is your hope for the Iranian-U.S. relationship over the next 4 years?
Well, Iran and U.S. relations are dependent on the decision taken by the U.S. administration. Mr. Obama sends us messages of friendship, but in the communique issued by the 5+1, enmity can be seen. So this is a dual route, if you will. I have sent a message to Mr. Obama myself. We welcome change. We are praying to the Almighty for that. And we will help to bring change about.
Mr. President, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Good luck. And please convey my regards to the American people.